Joe and Terry's gonna sing a little song for you now, so listen real close.
Come to me.
Okay.
There's a wee little maid, a wee little house, who's over the way you see. And he sits by the window and sews all day, making shoes for you.
Okay, sing another song.
Tell him the name of his same train. Tell him the name.
Okay, you did.
It's same train. Same train came my father. Same train came my father. Same train. Be back tomorrow. Same train.
That was Terry singing, and Gina Carroll's trying to sing, and Dan's making fun of me for being the master of ceremonies. And I'm getting sniggers all over, trying to get somebody to get up here on the stage. Harold, how about you making a comment on the tape here?
No comment.
No comments from Harold.
He's like Jack Mildred, no comment. He thinks we're silly.
Jeannie.
How about Jeannie? She going to see?
Yeah.
Dan, you want to say something to Jack Mildred? Get up here and get on.
Well, I enjoyed the stay at your house, and I want to thank Wanda for the use of the bed, and I didn't thank for her. I'm sorry about that, and I enjoyed Mildred's cooking, and Susie, she talked too much, but I guess you can't help that. And, I enjoyed the trip coming back. Of course, got on the freeway, and lit me along 65 and a couple of cars I passed and kept getting faster and held it up about 80 for a mile or so, and the temperature on the car began to get hot, so I had to stop and check it. But I enjoyed it, and Neil, I enjoyed the transmission on your transmitter, and hope I get to do it again someday, and maybe before long I'll be on the air. And we wasn't making too much fun of Daddy. I think he enjoys hearing his voice a lot, so I'm not too good at talking, but I'll give it over to somebody else. All the silly stuff is off now, I hope.
This me, I come back to say I enjoyed my stay, but it's mighty good to be home again. Well, I'll say bye and try to get Elizabeth to come on. Here she is.
Mildred, I just wanted to tell you, if you heard something that you didn't know what was all through that tape, it was Jeannie Carroll singing. I couldn't keep her quiet. And she sung during the whole thing. Every once in a while you hear her yell out or something. I can't keep her quiet anymore. Well, that was all I wanted to tell you. I don't think the tape's near out yet, and everybody run out of things to say.
Willard, how about come and say something over here?
I'm blank as a...
Mom says she's as blank as the wall, and she's just itching to get on this thing and start talking. I know she is, if I get her back over here.
Well, I'm come back again. I forgot to tell a few things. Being enthused over the tapes that we recorded of the hams, I got home and got on the ball and built up a converter and put it on the front of our radio. It worked real good down at the 80 and 75 meter band. I could pick up hams in South Carolina
I think I got one up in Kentucky. But I don't know what wattage they were working on, but it came in pretty loud. But it was a cost, though. At me, I built the converter just on a piece of wood, and playing with it, it fell over and tipped one of the antenna wires on the radio and blew out a tube and melted the wax on the IF transformer. But other than that, everything's going good at the shack. So I did tape one ham with the recorder, and it was a little static on it, but you could understand what he was saying. So I just thought I'd come back for a little chat about ham stuff, Neil, so if you're still listening to all this stuff. So I'll hand it back over. Elizabeth said that figured that you'd quit a long time ago, but I'll hand it back to the master of ceremonies. He's sitting over here wanting to get his voice on it again.
Well, we got ready to make the tape. I had two sides of this little 3-inch tape. We got one side filled, everybody goes blank. So I'd like to say something about that phone call I made to Detroit. Don't forget to bring the bill with you, otherwise I won't know how much to pay or whether I'll even pay or not. Also, Dan's wanting to bring a couple of rolls of that tape like we bought before. It's 1.5 mil Mylar, I believe it is. And a couple of rolls will be enough. So it looks like about of a quarter of an inch of tape still on this thing yet for somebody to kill. Once again, I'd like to say I certainly enjoyed my stay there. I came there with the attitude I was going to feel at home, act at home, and I did just that. And if I did wrong, why, forgive me. Tell Millard I'm still drinking coffee by the tub full. So I'll try to get somebody else to say something. Joe? We're listening.
I'm sorry right now, but talk.
We're listening for somebody. Well, maybe when we make another tape, we'll get them all back on here again.
Still it down here as we was up there.
They're afraid of this thing. I don't know. There's nothing to be afraid of. I can cut this thing off, and then everybody starts talking. I turn it on, and everything's quiet. Oh, Neil, before I forget it, I did take your tape down to your mother's on Friday morning as soon as we got home. She listened to it and was very glad to hear it, and she's going to come up, she said, at the first of the week and make a tape and send to you. Carl was setting out tobacco plants, and your mother was washing. They laid everything down, listened to the tape, all the tapes, matter of fact. Then I had dinner with them. Matter of fact, I stayed down there about, 3 or 4 hours, I guess, with them. They're getting along just good. They'll have something for you on a tape probably tomorrow or next day. I don't know when they'll come up. Said the first of the week. And we've had some rain. Matter of fact, it stormed every day since we've been home. We're still looking for somebody to say something. I'm going to cut it off till I can get somebody on again.
Well, Mildred, nobody else will sign this off, so I'll have to. We tried to get Mama to, but she wouldn't do it. So we'll see you all this summer whenever you come home, and I hope you come home and stay for a couple of weeks with us. And I thought I knew what I was going to say whenever I got over here, but now I forgot it. Dan's over here just a sniggering and a giggling like everything.
He told you to get your breath.
Dan told me to get my breath. I didn't know I was holding it. I guess I was getting red in the face. Well, Jeannie's grouchy, and she wants to go home and go to bed, and I'm going to have to take her there. And there's just about a second left here, so we'll see you all this summer. And bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Terry.
Well,
goodbye.
Well, I think everybody said bye to you. I hope next time we'll all know more to say if we talk again. Joey's about asleep. He didn't tell you bye. Well, hurry up, send us a tape now, right back. We'll be looking for it now. And we hope next time we'll say more to you. So I hope you hadn't got tired of listening to all of us jabber down here. We're like you were, giggling and yelling. You can hear us all the time. Well, I don't think this is ever going to quit playing. Well, Jeannie's just a crying. She's so grouchy. She sounds like Richard. I mean, Ricky. Well, bye. What?